It's Michael Kerr here. Thanks for dropping around. You're listening to Inspiring Workplaces, Humor at Work. I've got 9 nifty ideas for more inspiring customer service in this episode. Number 1, offer an outrageous customer service policy. Zappos, the online shoe business based in Las Vegas, for example, offers customers a 100% money-back return policy for up to 365 days with free shipping in both directions. That's outrageous, and it helps them stand out from the pack. Number 2, send your customers to your competitors when you can't help them with exactly what they need. This is smart. This is good business. Business sense, because great customer service is about building long-term relationships and establishing trust. And what better way to do that? Number 3, reward customers who demonstrate your organization's values. The Opus Hotel in Vancouver, BC, for example, offers free parking for customers who drive hybrid vehicles. Number 4, at least 3 companies that I know of offer a 120% refund on returned items to account for the customer's extra time, gas, and stress in having to return to the store. Remember, when you mess up with your service, overcompensating can turn your customers into passionate raving fans. Number 5, consider what companies such as Southwest Airlines do when hiring employees. They try to hire people without prior airline experience at Southwest Airlines so they don't have to unteach them things that they learned, bad habits that they learned from their competitors. So sometimes if you want great customer service staff, it pays to start with a blank slate. Number 6, find creative ways to give back to the community. Over 800 cleaning companies in Canada and the U.S. have partnered with cleaningforareason.org to offer free house cleaning for anyone undergoing chemotherapy treatment. A very cool way to give back to the community. Number 7, use fun, creative job titles that reflect the actual scope of duties for your customer service staff. For example, Zappos has a director of first impressions rather than a receptionist. The Peabody Hotel has a manager of vibe instead of a food and beverage manager. Far more creative, fun job titles that are far more meaningful as well. Number 8, surprise customers in some small way. One dentist office refills the parking meters of patients while they are being treated. And number 9, offer something truly unique that your competitors haven't thought of. For example, the Rendezvous in St. Lucia has a romance concierge. What an awesome job that sounds like. The Ritz-Carlton in Miami has a tanning butler. A Dallas Ritz-Carlton has a guacamologist for all your guacamole needs. The Los Coronado Bay Resort in California has a dog surfing instructor to teach your dog how to surf. Now, these are all examples from hotels, but hey, think of things in your business. Doesn't matter what business you're in, things that you can offer that are truly unique, that are different, that your competitor isn't willing to do, hasn't thought of, or won't do. Something unique that will help your business stand out from the herd to be heard. And now my fun at work tip to help jumpstart more recognition in your workplace and remind everyone of the importance of recognition. Hand out 3 thank you cards for every participant at your next meeting and make time so everyone has the chance to write 3 thank you notes to anyone in your company deserving of a special thanks. And the quote of the week from good old Anonymous: I've got to stop saying how stupid can you be? Too many people are taking it up as a challenge. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, the Ig Nobel Awards were recently handed out at a ceremony at Harvard University. The annual awards are given out to recognize scientific studies that make you first laugh and then make you think. This year's wacky research winners included a team from the University of Waterloo who produced a study called The Reception and Detection of Pseudo-Profound Bullshit. And in case you're wondering, their study discovered that there's too much of it going around. Another study that won a prize delved into the pressing matter of how wearing polyester, cotton, or wool trousers affected the sex lives of rats. And finally, one research project won an award that involved a biologist wearing prosthetic limbs so he could roam with a herd of goats. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And as always, cruise by the old website, www.humoratwork.com, for more articles, videos, and resources to help you succeed in your business.